Music is hardly ever one thing. Influences run deep for most artists, but few groups build their sound on as many layers as the Avett Brothers. Equal parts bluegrass, country, punk, pop, folk rock, honky-tonk, and ragtime, the Avett Brothers have an audience as diverse as their sound. If you're looking for truth and proof, you'll find it there. True Sadness is the band's ninth full-length album, and the lead track, Ain't No Man, also served as the first single in support of the record. You can imagine the song filling up the Peoria Civic Center this September as the band makes their stop in Illinois during a fall tour in support of the album. The funny thing is, this sound isn't necessarily typical for the band, and in many ways, is a step away from a sound that, now in its peak popularity, they helped to create. It's always been hard to pin down the Avett Brothers to just one genre, but the group was essential to growing the folk-pop revival now hitting mainstream success. Contemporaries like Mumford & Sons, The Lumineers, and The Head and the Heart have reaped the benefits of a first wave of folk-pop that has now helped bring roots music back to the limelight. The Avett Brothers, alongside groups like Old Crow Medicine Show and Ray LaMontagne, are artists who grew up on country icons like Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings, as well as the songwriting of Bob Dylan and Neil Young. It's roots music, disguised as a million other sounds, but at the heart of each song is the same raw emotion and storytelling that helped make past musicians timeless. Ain't No Man couldn't be a more perfect single for those who are new to the band. It's upbeat, full of energy, and true to the lyrical themes that have been present throughout the band's history. As a longtime fan myself, I found it to be just as rewarding. The Avett Brothers usually have one or two songs of this shade on each record, and I found this to be one of the more memorable melodies. No choice but to get right up when the song comes through. Ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. There ain't no man. You can find the folk country influences in songs like Ain't No Man, but you don't have to look as hard on the rest of the album. I mean, come on, the name of the album is True Sadness. The Avett Brothers dial down just as smoothly as they fire up, and as expected from the album name, the record does not come up short in the misery department. This song, Divorce Separation Blues, is almost too on the cuff when it comes to feeling that sadness, but oddly enough, it's delivered in an incredibly comforting way. Down in the ocean blue, just to get some peace and quiet from the warfare inside my heart. Well, I've been under ear split. Divorce Separation Blues plays it much closer to the chest in terms of traditional country breakup songs, but it simultaneously echoes back and sounds modern. Guitarist and singer Seth Avett didn't need to do much research to write a song about the process of divorce. He and his ex-wife split in 2013 during the process of doing press and touring for their last record, Magpie and the Dandelion. Reasoning aside, divorce is commonplace today, and hearing a song hit the topic so directly was a wonderful change of pace from allegory-riddled breakup songs. On waking and rising up before the sun and lying in the dark wide awake when everybody else is done and sleeping in their beds so peaceful dreaming with the love. We are taking a look at True Sadness, the new album from the Avett Brothers, and a great starting place if you're not already listening to this band. Now, you might think with two brothers sharing vocals and songwriting responsibility, it would be natural to have a favorite. Not that one is more talented than the other, but they both have just enough unique qualities to create space between one another. I thought about this a lot as I listened through True Sadness, and realized why it hadn't come to mind on past records. Their voices, lyrics, and presence, both on and off stage, complement each other so well that the only thing I favor is when they are singing together. Right at the midpoint of the album, this song, Satan Pulls the Strings, finds Seth and Scott Avett harmonizing over what I can only imagine as a Jack White bluegrass band. When Scott Avett enters with the banjo on top of cellist Joe Kwan and bassist Bob Crawford, it feels like roots music is finally finding its place among the mainstream. I don't know many people who can deny a great banjo, and if bluegrass and folk roots music are ever to break out of their respective shells, the Avett Brothers' energy and knowledge of crafting a great pop song are how it should be done. Satan Pulls the Strings feels like a compromise between the rock star status in which the Avett Brothers find themselves and their humble roots in Mount Pleasant, North Carolina. This might not be the music of Waylon or Willie, but the Avett Brothers find themselves taking the best parts of everything they know and crafting it into their own sound. Mumford & Sons and the Lumineers came nearly a decade after the Avett Brothers' first record, appropriately titled Country Was. And it's safe to say that over the years, the band has influenced their own crop of artists that will bend and stretch the sound in ways that will only elevate the folk pop revival. When my wheels were off the track, and though you say there is no need, I intend to pay you back. When my mind was turning loose and all my thoughts were turning black, you shined a light on me, and I intend to pay you back. This is True Sadness's title track, and on their ninth studio album, the Avett Brothers are more courageous in the face of tough subject matter than ever. The name of the game has always been energy and emotion for Scott and Seth, and don't be fooled. Writing songs on an acoustic guitar and banjo that pack as much punch as any rock band today is not easy. But neither is life, and that's why the Avett Brothers keep returning to themes of despair, heartache, and troubled times. Listening to True Sadness is just as therapeutic as I imagine writing an album of its caliber was, and the connection builds with the band and the listener over 12 flawless tracks that I haven't felt on an Avett Brothers album, or any for that matter, in quite some time. So lean on a bottle, but you're the real deal in a world of imposters. For the Avett Brothers, True Sadness is an absolute delight. For WGLT, I'm Taylor Bauer.
Does she not dream to sing at?